At 6:30, it is clear and 36 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa Public Schools has a plan to push lawmakers toward a statewide teacher pay raise. Beginning Monday, teachers will be encouraged to work to contract. Tulsa Classroom Teachers Association President Patty Ferguson Palmer says that means doing things outside school hours only that they're paid for, like coaching, but not grading papers or lesson planning.
Our goal is to show everyone, the legislature and the public, what a bargain they're getting from the teachers. They think they work 6 hours. They don't. They work 24/7 in a lot of cases.
District officials say that a demonstration will run through March. An organized one-day walkout could follow next month. The Tulsa School Board will move forward considering name changes for four elementary schools. The schools are named for American historical figures, but the namesakes also have ties to slavery and to the mistreatment of natives. The public spoke both for and against the changes at last night's board meeting.
This is not about changing history. It's about who we want to be now that we know better.
This initiative is one of pure racism to accomplish a political twofold purpose. And that's by removing the names of as many old white men as possible from public places in our community.
More discussions are expected in the coming weeks. Police say it was a coincidence. Two people are wounded in a shooting at an apartment near Tulsa's Hale Junior and Senior High School. Authorities say at the same time they were investigating a threat at the school, but there is no connection between the two incidents. Bartlesville police have found an 11-year-old autistic boy. Kyson Bosman was last seen late yesterday playing in his backyard. Officials feared he could be in danger. He was found safe within the hour. Governor Fallon, lawmakers, and district attorneys say they have reached an agreement to move six criminal justice reform bills through the legislature.
The bills include changes such as tiered punishments with lower ranges for property crimes, a streamlined parole process, and reduced sentencing enhancements for subsequent convictions of some nonviolent crimes. Oklahoma County DA David Prater says they're also establishing a coordinating council to guide future reform efforts.
What I'm hopeful that will occur is a complete rewrite of the criminal code in Oklahoma, because right now it's been piecemealed together for several decades.
Oklahoma's aging prisons are currently at 113% capacity. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast: a red flag fire warning, sunny and very breezy today, a high of 59, clear and cold tonight, 28 for a low, sunshine and not so windy tomorrow with a high of 52. Right now, it's clear in 36. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.